Now, from China Trade, the key to a long life. I'm Barton Eckert, hoping to meet for a quick hello. President Trump is off to South Korea and a visit to the DMZ, where he has invited the North's Kim Jong-un to appear also. That's after the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, where Bob Costantini reports the president and his Chinese counterpart are ready to resume trade talks.
The big meeting here, President Trump face-to-face with China's Xi Jinping, did not deliver a trade agreement. Frankly, that wasn't expected. But the two leaders did declare a ceasefire of sorts while holding their respective positions. President Trump saying afterward he would not impose 25% tariffs on the rest of Chinese imports to the U.S., standing pat at the $200 billion worth currently.
I guess $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed. And we're not doing that. We're going to work with China where we left off.
Effectively, it's status quo for the trade war, while talks will resume in coming weeks. Bob Costantini, Osaka, Japan.
Your life expectancy could depend on where you live. Correspondent Ann Cates.
Economists at Stanford University and MIT, using Medicare data, explored the longevity of people who move after age 65 versus those who stay put. The places with the most positive impact on life expectancy include New York City and Syracuse and Port St. Lucie and Naples, Florida. The bottom five includes Las Vegas, Bakersfield, California, and Gulfport, Mississippi. According to the Washington Post, access to quality health care is a factor, along with the region's climate and genetics. I'm Ann Cates.
Indiana's Attorney General says he expects to appeal a federal judge's ruling blocking a state law that would ban a second trimester abortion procedure. A federal judge in California blocked the Trump administration on Friday from using $2.5 billion in federal funds for a border wall in portions of California and New Mexico. I'm Barton Eckert.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation.
Call us now at 800-716-0457. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-716-0457. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-716-0457. Again, 800-716-0457.
New data shows people are holding onto their wheels longer than ever. More from correspondent TJ Coutini.
According to data provider IHS Markit, the average age of cars and trucks in the U.S. has hit a record high of 11.8 years. The numbers show the rate of increase is slowing, but the average age is still expected to go over 12 years early in the next decade. IHS says people are comfortable keeping their cars longer because they're built better than they were in the past. Another factor, they say, longer financing packages from the dealer, sometimes 6 or even 7 years in some cases. Western states have the oldest cars on the road at 12.4 years, while in the Northeast, the average age is 10.9 years. IHS says that's mostly because of stop-and-go traffic and rougher weather. I'm TJ Coutini.
Wrapping up June on Wall Street, the Dow gained 73 points on Friday. The S&P tacked on another 16, and the NASDAQ was up 38. I'm Barton Eckert.
This is happening. I'm sitting at my standing desk, not necessarily looking at celebrity gossip, when Kevin bursts in.
The new homepage module is supposed to go live this month, Deirdre, and the dev team's backed up for weeks.
Kevin's solution is to sweat through his shirt. I hop on Upwork and hire a web dev agency with a flawless success rating. Because the new module will be getting done. And thanks to Upwork, this is happening.
Oh, you've got this under control.
Oh, Kevin. As a matter of fact, I do.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Guys, you know that new Untuckit shirt you've been eyeing? Now through July 7th, you can save 25% on select styles in stores and online with Untuckit's annual 4th of July sale. Every Untuckit shirt has that just right length and comes in more than 50 fit combinations, so guys of all sizes and ages can look great and feel casual. Just visit Untuckit.com or any of Untuckit's 60-plus stores across the country. Shop now through July 7th to save 25% on select styles. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
In Greenbelt on the northbound BW Parkway, right at 193. Earlier accident there cleared away. Lanes are now open, but you'll still find some volume through that area. Now, on the Beltway in Montgomery County, on the outer loop between George Avenue and 355, there had been a work zone along the right side. Looks like they're picking that up now, but just use extra caution in case there's still some lane closures in that area. Traveling elsewhere, George Washington Parkway northbound between Turkey Run and the Beltway, right lane closed with the sinkhole repair, but not seeing any delays at this time.
Sundays on WMAL. Starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, hear the Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Purity Products. And at 6:30, Chris McKay Returns. At 7, it's Heroes Talk Radio with Dave Ahrens. At 8, it's the Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, it's Senior Solutions. Hear the Wise Investor at 9, the Del Wamsley Show at 10, the Underwriter's Corner at 11, Dr. Tom Rozelle Live at noon, Right on Retirement at 1, Purity Products at 2, and then again at 3, and Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. on WMAL.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-394-5859. 1-800-394-5859. 1-800-394-5859.
This is happening. I'm sitting at my standing desk, not necessarily looking at celebrity gossip, when Kevin bursts in.
The new homepage module is supposed to go live this month, Deirdre, and the dev team's backed up for weeks.
Kevin's solution is to sweat through his shirt. I hop on Upwork and hire a web dev agency with a flawless success rating. Because the new module will be getting done. And thanks to Upwork, this is happening.
Oh, you got this under control.
Oh, Kevin. As a matter of fact, I do.
Upwork. Hire freelancers. Make things happen.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. Patriot Software provides American businesses with easy, cloud-based, premium accounting software and full-service payroll for up to 100 employees. Business owners love the simplicity, the price, and our U.S.-based support. And accountants love the powerful capabilities. Check out our nearly perfect 5 out of 5-star ratings.
Keep your time and money.
We're here with Jenna, who's a professional matchmaker at It's Just Lunch. True or false, Jenna? It's Just Lunch started when an engagement ended.
True.
That's right. Once upon a time, a woman found herself suddenly single. She wanted to meet normal, well-educated people like her. So, true or false, she decided that going to bars and letting her friends set her up on blind dates was the best way to go.
Definitely false. She tried that, but then she realized that the fun and stress-free way to meet other professional singles was grabbing a drink after work or having lunch.
Right, and that's how It's Just Lunch was born 15 years ago.
Actually, it was 28 years ago.
Wait, how did you get the buzzer?
I'm a matchmaker. I can do anything.
Believe it, people. Matchmakers like Jenna are ready to help busy, relationship-ready folks like you go on high-quality dates.
And to celebrate 28 years of quality connections, we've got a special offer when you join in June.
Visit itsjustlunchdc.com today or call 202-466-6699 today.
Hurry into the Chrysler 4th of July sales event and get great deals on Chrysler Pacifica and Pacifica Hybrid. With mind-blowing features like Pacifica's available stow-and-go seating and storage, kids aren't the only ones who get the best toys. And with the Pacifica Hybrid's thrilling 82 MPGe, you too can go on a road trip to unexpected places. Just don't expect your favorite gang of adventure-seeking toys, like the ones in Toy Story 4, to come along for the ride. You'll have to catch them on the big screen in theaters now. So hurry into the Chrysler 4th of July sales event and leave with a great deal. Get 0% financing plus $3,750 total bonus cash, plus no monthly payments for 90 days on select 2019 Pacifica Touring Plus models in dealer stock the longest. Second row stow and go not available on hybrid. EPA estimate with a fully charged battery and estimated miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent MPGe. Actual mileage may vary. Offer excludes hybrid. On oldest 30% inventory of 2019 Chrysler Pacifica models that have 6/4/19 and in dealer stock. Financing and deferred monthly payments for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 7/1.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
Good morning. It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. It's great to have you with us. Jeff Wolf is behind the console this morning. Jane Houtenen is our producer, and we have got a lot to cover. It is 6:09 in Washington, D.C., now 6:10 to be exact, and in Osaka, Japan, it is 7:10 in the evening on Saturday. President Trump, within the last 2 hours, wrapped up an hour-long press conference to summarize his talks at the G20 with a number of different world leaders. That is the breaking news of the morning. We have quite a bit of audio that we've been able to put together very quickly from that press conference, so we would like to present it to you. We will get perspectives this morning from K.T. McFarland, also Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and our Bob Costantini is in Osaka and has been covering the president's trip and the G20 summit, and we will be talking with Bob around 7:20 this morning. We'll talk with Jennifer Harper a little bit later on this morning because we've got a lot to cover on the domestic political front with the Democratic debates this week, the fallout from Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's tete-a-tete. Probably the biggest headlines coming out of either of the debates, and the question mark as to where the Democratic Party will be heading. Will it be socialized medicine, as many have said, or better known as Medicare for all? Will it be open borders, and will they provide health care for illegal immigrants? There are a lot of questions coming out of those debates, and we'll be talking with John Gizzi about that this morning. Jennifer Harper will have some of the audio highlights from the debates as well. But we do want to begin with the president's news conference. And if you saw the debates, I mean, you know, there was a two-hour debate. Well, the president was up there for over an hour with global media representatives. And basically, here's how he summarized his China relationship at the end of the G20 summit and his meeting with President Xi Jinping.
Big picture of U.S.-China relations, what do you think U.S. and China should see each other? Are we strategic partners? Are we competitors? Are we enemies? What are we?
No, I think we're going to be
thank you.
Strategic partners. I think we can help each other. I think in the end we can have, if the right deal is structured, we can be great for each other. If China would open up, you're opening up a tremendous, you know, the largest market in the world. And right now China's not open to the United States, but we're open to China. That should have never really been allowed to happen. Okay.
And here's some of the other comments the president made about the tariffs.
We won't be adding an additional, tremendous amount of, we have, I guess, $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed. And we're not doing that. We're going to work with China on where we left off to see if we can make a deal.
One of the big question marks, of course, has been Huawei. And he was asked that question.
Yes,
so there was a negotiation on Huawei, welcoming students, holding off on tariffs. So it sounds like China has agreed to buy more ag, but is this a lopsided agreement, or what more did
China
agree
to? No, we agreed on China. This is actually a good question. I did agree to allow our companies, you know, it's jobs. I like our companies selling things to other people. So I allowed that to happen. Very complex things. Not easy. This is not things that are easy to make. Very few companies are able to do it. But a tremendous amount of money. Our companies were very upset. You know, these companies are great companies. You know all of them. But they weren't exactly happy with it. But we're allowing that because that wasn't national security. We're allowing them to sell. But we agreed to leave that till the end. Huawei is a complicated situation. We agreed to leave that. We're leaving Huawei toward the end. We're going to see. We'll see where we go with the trade agreement.
Okay, so the president at the G20, moving on to South Korea. He will be headed to Seoul, South Korea. And he made a very interesting tweet 11 hours ago. He said, after some very important meetings, including my meeting with President Xi of China, I will be leaving Japan for South Korea with President Moon. While there, if Chairman Kim of North Korea sees this, I would meet him at the border, DMZ, just to shake his hand and say hello. put this in perspective. We'll have him explain it in a minute, but can you imagine? It's Saturday. You're sitting around the palace in North Korea, and the president of the United States says, hey, what are you doing later on? You want to swing down to the DMZ and say hello? Whatever, you know. They talk about Trump shaking it up. Well, he's shaking it up. Well, here's how he explained it more formally when he was asked about it at the news conference.
Sure, I would. I would. I'd feel very comfortable doing that. I would have no problem.
And he continued on about the idea of meeting up with Kim Jong-un.
I understand that we may be meeting with Chairman Kim, and we'll find out. We spoke with the people. Kim Jong-un was very receptive. He responded, and so we'll see. Because tomorrow we're going to the DMZ. I said, while I'm there, I'll shake his hand. We get along. There's been no nuclear tests. There's been no long-range ballistic tests. Gave us back our hostages, which was great, and a lot of good things are happening over there.
So that's the possibility of a meeting with Kim Jong-un at the DMZ while the president is in South Korea. And there's plenty more that we will cover from the news conference from President Trump. And rather than me reading you reporters' stories about it, I just figured we'd get it straight from the horse's mouth. And then we will have perspectives from Bob Costantini, who has been there covering the G20 summit. So rather than a lot of commentary from myself, we might as well hear what the president had to say. And some interesting topics covered: Saudi Arabia, Iran, and that's all coming up next. Stay with us on the Saturday Morning Update. Check of WMAL traffic right now.
An earlier accident northbound on the BW Parkway at 193 clear, but now there's another accident northbound between 193 and NASA Goddard. That one has the right lane blocked, so look for slow traffic there. Elsewhere on the Beltway, on the outer loop between Georgia Avenue and 355, there was a work zone there. Looks like they're clearing that up. Not seeing any delays through that portion of the Beltway. 395 moves well in Virginia, headed from Etzel Road to the 14th Street Bridge, but the HOV lanes are closed for weekend road work. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We could have some scattered strong storms this afternoon. 40% chance of precipitation. We'll be up to 96 today. A little cooler tomorrow, only to 91. Sunshine for Sunday, only a 20% chance of rain. For Monday, sunshine, partly cloudy on Tuesday, and on Wednesday we'll have a chance of afternoon thunderstorms. For Monday, it's only going to be up to 87, but we'll be back in the mid-90s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Outside right now in Washington, 71, headed to 96, 618, Saturday Morning Update.
WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Dollar. Great to have you with us. And he's been over at the G20. The president has been meeting with numerous world leaders, and he met with the Saudi Arabian leader, MBS, and of course, a lot of media attention to the president's reactions over the past several months to the death of the Washington Post columnist. And here's what he had to say.
I think it's horrible. Or anybody else, by the way.
Yeah.
But I think it's horrible. And if you look into Saudi Arabia, you see what's happening. 13 people or so have been prosecuted. Others are being prosecuted. They've taken it very, very seriously. And they will continue to, and I've let everybody know I'm very unhappy about that whole event.
All right. Iran came up in the press conference, and this is what the president had to say about next steps with Iran.
Two questions on Iran, please.
One.
One question on Iran. Okay. Well, Iran...
Pick the better one, please.
Will do, sir. Iran says that it'll be on the verge of violating the threshold for uranium enrichment in the JCPOA as soon as potentially next week. What will be your response when that happens?
You'll see.
Okay. Can I have a follow-up?
That's all I can do. That's all I can do. No, but that's all I can do. I can only say you'll see. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon. Just can't do it.
All right. And the president was also obviously asked about Vladimir Putin, the meeting that he had with the Russian leader. And a lot of attention has been paid to the president's comments about election meddling. And one quick note I would like to interject. When the president is sitting with the Russian leader and a media person asks if he's going to put the hammer down on Vladimir Putin, it's a very awkward situation. What do you do when you're sitting there with somebody, and especially somebody that denies it and will continue to deny it, and you're never going to get anywhere with him because he's strictly and simply going to deny it? So the president was kind of put on the spot, but the media has been all over that one. And here's what he had to say about his meeting with Vladimir Putin.
You're going to have to take a look at the words. I did say it. And we had a discussion. We had a great, actually, we had a great discussion, President Putin and myself. I thought it was really a tremendous discussion. I think they'd like to do trade with the United States, and they have great product. They have great land. They have very rich land and a lot of oil, a lot of minerals, and the kind of things that we like.
So that's the president's comments on Vladimir Putin. And here's an interesting one. He was asked if he was afraid to push MBS about the death of the Washington Post columnist, and a comment about offending people. And this is this would be cut number 13, Jeff, when the president was responding to that question about offending people.
Well, I don't really care about offending people. I sort of thought you'd know that.
That was the president talking about offending people when I guess he was asked about whether it would be an awkward situation to confront MBS about the death of the columnist. Also, the president speaking on immigration, he was asked about the U.S. immigration situation, and here's what he had to say about it. And again, if you're just joining us, President Trump news conference in Osaka immediately after the close of the G20 summit happened about 2.5-3 hours ago. The press conference went on for an hour. This is his.
Now, we have a problem in this in our country that you graduate number one in your class from the best school in the country, and they say you have to leave. We can't keep them, and we're going to make it. We're going to call it the Spark Persons waiver. But we're going to make it so that they can not only stay, but maybe they have access to green cards. We want to keep these people here.
So that's the president on immigration. So, again, a wide-ranging news conference. And at one point, he was about halfway through it, and he said, should I stop? And it kind of teased everybody a little bit. And they all said, no, keep going. So he had a little humor interjected into that news conference. And I want to move on to some comments he made prior to the news conference. He also referenced it in the news conference, but this was a little bit earlier in the day as he was meeting with the president of Turkey, President Erdogan. And there's been a lot of discussion about President Erdogan's missile deal and the fact that they were going to Russian sources for missiles as opposed to using the Patriot missiles. And here's how the president addressed that situation. He first talks about trade, and then he talks about the missiles.
President of Turkey, and we have a meeting largely to do with trade. We're doing more and more business, and we expect to be able to quadruple that business with Turkey. We think it'll be great. They're great craftsmen. They have great product, and we're opening it up. We also do military trading, and they buy a lot of our military equipment, and it's an honor to be with you, Mr. President.
And he continued, and they spoke about the missiles.
The president was not allowed to buy the Patriot missiles, so when he bought the other ones, the S-200s or 400s, when he bought them, he wanted to do this, but he wasn't allowed by the Obama administration to buy them until after he made a deal to buy other missiles. So he buys the other missile, and then all of a sudden they say, well, you can now buy our missile. You know, you can't do business that way. It's not good. It's not good. We're looking at different solutions. It's a problem. There's no question about it. We're looking at different solutions.
So that was the president addressing the Turkish situation and the missile purchase, and he spent quite a bit of time on that at the news conference as well, but I thought that was interesting because he was seated at the time with President Erdogan of Turkey when he made those comments. And one other thing that came up was kind of interesting, some recent comments of Jimmy Carter about the president, and here's how the president responded.
Jimmy Carter, look, he was a nice man. He was a terrible president. He's a Democrat, and it's a typical talking point. He's loyal to the Democrats, and I guess you should be. But as everybody now understands, I won not because of Russia, not because of anybody but myself. He's been trashed within his own party. He's been badly trashed. I felt badly for it because you look over the years, his party has virtually, he's like the forgotten president. And I understand why they say that. He was not a good president. Look at what happened with Iran. That was a disaster. What Iran did to him, they tied him up in knots.
And if you missed the story yesterday, former President Carter suggested yesterday that a full investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election would show that Donald Trump didn't win the presidency. I don't know how much fuller an investigation one can do. Here's what Carter said. He said, there's no doubt that the Russians did interfere in the election, and I think the interference, although yet not quantified, if fully investigated, would show that Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election, and he was put into office because the Russians interfered on his behalf. That's President Carter speaking on Friday. He was asked if he believed that President Trump is an illegitimate president. Carter paused for a moment and said, based on what I just said, which I can't retract. All right, that's Jimmy Carter. 6:27, Saturday Morning Update.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 25 megabit internet for $39.95 per month when you add one voice mobility line. Plus, get free installation. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 7/7/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra, subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Looking for a creamy and delicious dairy-free alternative? Try Planet Oat Oat Milk. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and free from added sugar. Use it in coffee, smoothies, cereal, or by the glass. Discover a whole new world of deliciousness at planetoat.com. Find us at your local Safeway.
Introducing the new Buttermilk Crispy Chicken Biscuit at McDonald's.
We don't need that music.
Made with tender chicken.
Let's lose the echo.
On a warm buttermilk biscuit.
Perfect.
The juicy simplicity of our Buttermilk Crispy Chicken Biscuit speaks for itself. Get it now for just $3 and get a $2 sausage McMuffin with egg or a $1 small hot coffee, all from the $1-$3 menu. Simply your breakfast at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Is your will updated? And do you have a good basic estate plan in place so your family is protected, just in case? Listen this Saturday morning at 9 on WMAL to Legally Speaking, where attorney Mike Collins will answer any question you may have about wills or estate planning. That's Legally Speaking, Saturday at 9. To learn more, log on to WMAL.com and search Legally Speaking. That's WMAL.com. Search Legally Speaking.
Meet Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services.
Your best offense, we believe, is having the best defense. If you are 5 years away before full retirement, be defensive in your retirement strategies. Think, how can I protect? How can I preserve? How can I maximize what I built to insulate myself from another 2008?
Find out more about Abish Financial Services Saturday afternoons at 2 here on WMAL and at retirementkeyradio.com.
We're coming up on 6:30, and Jennifer Harper will be joining us next up, and we're going to talk with Jennifer about the Democratic debates, some of the fallout there. Also coming up on the program, we will bring you some of the audio from the debate, some of the fallout on Friday from those Democratic debates, the back and forth with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. 7 o'clock, we'll talk with John Gizzi. And with John, we're going to talk a little bit about Joe Biden's background and his history. A lot has been made about some of the legislation that he's favored in the past. So we'll talk with John Gizzi about that coming up at 7 o'clock, right after the news. Then we'll go live to Osaka, where Bob Costantini is covering the G20. We'll get the very latest on some of the announcements that the president made in that press conference earlier this morning. And then we'll get some perspective from Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on the national security implications, and K.T. McFarland as well on foreign policy. So action-packed Saturday morning update coming up.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. Thinking about selling your home? Let me ask you something. Do you know what your home is really worth? Take it from me. Your first call should be to the Reynolds team. Yeah, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds with Keller Williams. They just sold David and Ursula's house for $10,000 over list price in just 5 days. And here's how. With over 8,000 ready buyers in waiting, your home may already be sold with the Reynolds team. In fact, it's likely you'll receive multiple offers, throwing out the notion that your home value is what some website says. Think about it. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell a home every 5 hours. In fact, they're so confident they'll sell your home at 100% of your asking price, or they'll make up the difference. Guaranteed, in writing. Call Sarah and Debbie Reynolds right now. It's 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or check them out online, DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's 6:31. It is the Saturday morning update on WMAL, and here are some of the headlines from around the globe. As we've been presenting, President Trump has invited North Korea's Kim Jong-un to shake hands during a possible visit by Trump to the DMZ with South Korea. Trump scheduled to fly to South Korea today at the end of the Group 20 summit in Osaka. He tweeted earlier this morning, "I will be leaving Japan for South Korea with President Moon. While there, if Chairman Kim or North Korea sees this, I would meet him at the border / DMZ just to shake his hand and say hello." North Korea responded by calling the offer a very interesting suggestion. The Trump summit with Kim in Vietnam earlier this year did collapse without an agreement to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula. President Trump not yet willing to remove the Chinese telecom giant Huawei from the trade blacklist, but the president said at that press conference he would now allow U.S. companies to sell components to Huawei again. Trump said the company's future would not be decided until the end of the trade talks. Of course, that after the meeting the president had with China's President Xi Jinping earlier this morning. President Vladimir Putin says claims of Russian meddling in the U.S. election have been on the agenda of his talks with U.S. President Donald Trump. Asked Saturday whether the issue was discussed during the meeting, Putin said that we talked about it, but didn't elaborate. He said he believes it's necessary to turn the page in relations with the U.S., which have plunged to the lowest level since the Cold War. North Korea says the offer to meet Kim Jong-un at the DMZ is a very interesting suggestion, and more detail on that from the North's first vice foreign minister, who has said just recently, if realized, it would serve as another meaningful occasion in further deepening the personal relations between the two leaders and advancing the bilateral relations. North Korea hasn't received an official proposal for the DMZ meeting from the United States, but Trump did extend that invitation via Twitter. It's 6:34, time for check of the traffic and weather on WMAL. Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
In Greenbelt, watch for an accident on the BW Parkway northbound between 193 and NASA Goddard, blocking the right lane, causing some slow traffic there. Also starting to see some delays on DC 295 headed from the 11th Street Bridge towards the Suitland Parkway through that long-term work zone. Otherwise, no other delays or problems to report. Just a little bit of volume on the inbound Suitland Parkway near Branch Avenue headed towards South Capitol Street. So far, the Capitol Beltway looking good all the way around with no delays through Maryland and Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got scattered strong storms this afternoon, high 96, sunshine tomorrow, high to 91, sunny on Monday, high 87, clouds Tuesday and Wednesday, highs 95. Right now in D.C., 71, we're headed to 96, 6:35 on the Saturday morning update.
Guys, you know that new Untuckit shirt you've been eyeing? Now through July 7th, you can save 25% on select styles in stores and online with Untuckit's annual 4th of July sale. Every Untuckit shirt has that just right length and comes in more than 50 fit combinations, so guys of all sizes and ages can look great and feel casual. Just visit Untuckit.com or any of Untuckit's 60-plus stores across the country. Shop now through July 7th to save 25% on select styles. Untuckit, shirts designed to be worn untucked.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-390-9528. That's 800-390-9528. By calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. The help you need could be one call away. 800-390-9528. Make the free call now. 800-390-9528. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Good morning. It is a Saturday morning update as we approach the 4th of July holiday. But the fireworks started earlier in the week, Wednesday and Thursday night. Democratic debates will have a number of different perspectives on it this morning. Let's get one from Jennifer Harper. She writes inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick.
The Democratic debates, the cleanup, though, started not long after they were finished. They had a little touch-up to do.
Oh, that's just putting it mildly, isn't it, Rick? I mean, certainly, before the debates even started, I talked to a political analyst at Rutgers University, and he predicted that this would be the largest gathering of liberals since Woodstock, but oh my gosh, it was so much more than that. And certainly all of us have talked about this, some of the reviews that came in. I mean, Scarborough's review on MSNBC where he called the debate, the 2 days of debates this week a disaster. People called it a circus, all that kind of stuff. But in my world, I think it was a total lost opportunity for these folks because perhaps they started out well-meaning, but the whole thing was overcoached and overpackaged. A lot of predictable comings and goings there in terms of their policy statements and so forth. And I think the thing that was really missing here was sort of a passion for the presidency. I mean, you got to really want this office. And all those guys seemed to be, if they weren't sniping at one another, they were pretty well coloring within the lines in many ways. And I think another thing that was missing were there were no common sense things going on. I mean, voters right now are looking for these common sense solutions that really resonate with them and kitchen table politics and kitchen table economics, that kind of stuff. And that was all pretty well missing when they weren't bashing Trump and they were snipping at each other. You know, all in all, I would say it was a mediocre debate, but it was also a lost opportunity for them. And you have to also consider that the National Institute of Civil Discourse, this is at the University of Arizona, they said these kind of debates cause a decline in civility across the whole society here. And again, this is an academic source. And also, let's look at some of the ratings here. I mean, both those debates did pretty well. The first one got 11 million viewers, the second 17 million viewers for NBC and MSNBC. But you also have to remember that Fox News holds the records on this. They got 24 million viewers for a debate during the beginning of the Trump era. So all in all, better luck next time. And whether or not the voters get to have gotten to know these candidates or not, I think that totally remains to be seen. And already CNN is going after its chance in July. All the media communications have gone out, you know, to get credentials and so forth. So the next debate will be here before we know it.
I think David Brooks sums it up quite handily in the New York Times. His opening paragraph, I could never in a million years vote for Donald Trump. So my question to Democrats is, will there be a Democrat I can vote for? That's his opening paragraph. The headline, Dems, please don't drive me away, the dynamic pulling the party leftward. Dems, please don't drive me away. Coming from David Brooks.
Sounds like a hymn.
Donald Trump has coined the phrase fake news. It's gone global. Even Vladimir Putin says he has fake news in Russia. And you've written an article about it being a worldwide issue.
I have the numbers right here. If our listeners can stand numbers this early in the morning. But fake news, the problem with fake news is now a worldwide issue. And much of the world's population agrees with President Trump that fake news is a problem. And I'm going to cite for you here a monster poll. This is almost 20,000 people, 19,541 adults in 27 countries. This was conducted by Ipsos, major pollster. And they are confirming that big majorities around the world are encountering these news reports, which they look real, they look legitimate, but they're often full with agenda and disinformation and misinformation, sensationalism, and everything else. But let's look at some of these numbers. And this new Ipsos poll, it finds that 62% of all of the respondents worldwide say that the online news websites and platforms traffic in fake news. If you're curious about how people feel about that in the U.S., 71% of United States respondents agree with that, along with 71% of Russians and 57% of Chinese. And also 52% overall, they're accusing the TV and radio sources of broadcasting fake news. That includes 61% of Americans, 71% of Russians, but only 39% of Chinese. Interesting. And they also are pointing the finger at newspapers and magazines, the print world, for peddling fake news. 52% of the world think that that's exactly what they're doing. That includes 55% of Americans, 68% of Russians, and 39% of Chinese folks. Anyway, the Ipsos poll says trust in traditional media is perceived to have decreased over the past 5 years. This survey shows two main contributing factors, the prevalence of fake news and doubts about media sources and their good intentions. So people are thinking, what is the news organization up to, and who knows if it's good intentions or not?
You know, it's interesting when you look at Bernie Sanders and calls himself a democratic socialist. Some of the items in the debate were clearly leaning toward a socialist policy when it came to health care and some of the other things the Democrats are talking about these days. Where is Bernie in terms of socialism and how it's selling with the American folks?
Well, I think, he's a wonderful speaker. He's very dynamic and tends to be compelling because you want to hear what the heck's coming next. But socialism is not playing all that well. And let's talk about, here we go with the numbers again. Sorry about that, everybody. But I do have a big poll here from the Pew Research Center. And the Pew Research Center has this to say. There is a stark partisan divide regarding how Americans feel about socialism and capitalism. And here's some really telling numbers. 87% of Republican men and 68% of Republican women have a positive view of capitalism. You compare that to the Democrats at 62% of Democratic men and 50% of Democratic women. Let's move over to socialism now. 10% of GOP men and 20% of GOP women have a positive view of socialism. Meanwhile, 64% of the Democratic men and 65% of the Democratic women have a positive review of socialism. But you know what? Here's some comforting news. In the end here, in this big poll from Pew, capitalism wins. And this is what they have to say. Overall, a much larger share of Americans have a positive impression of capitalism, 65%, than socialism at 42%. And it's funny, you know, when you bring up Bernie, he had two major critics this week, and that was Bernie Marcus and Ken Langone. If you don't know who they are the original co-founders of Home Depot. And they went on Fox News and declared that Bernie Sanders is the enemy of every entrepreneur that's ever going to be born in this country. That's what they had to say about Bernie. They said that if the people in America today, if they want to know what the future holds for them following Bernie Sanders, go to Cuba, Venezuela, Russia, Eastern Europe. Guess what? It doesn't work. And this is coming from the founders of Home Depot, who ought to know about the entrepreneurial sense of things.
The folks on Capitol Hill can certainly talk about the border, and they all have their views of the border from thousands of miles away. But what about somebody that's actually a mayor along the border?
Yeah, let's talk about somebody who's an elected official who's literally the boots on the ground. And I found this to be a very interesting moment on Capitol Hill this week. Douglas Nichols was on Capitol Hill. He is the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, and he journeyed all the way here to the nation's capital to kind of give an eyewitness account of what was really going on in his district. And this is what he said. The status of immigration is a critical issue for Yuma. The drain of resources and the strain on the community needs to stop. This is what he was saying in front of the House Budget Committee. And he also explained that earlier this year that his city, Yuma, had set up a 200-bed shelter system to address all the humanitarian concerns and needs of the migrant families who were released right there locally near Yuma. And this is what he had to say. On April 16th, the capacity of that shelter was exceeded, and I had to declare a local emergency. That has happened three more times since that event. We have had 5,146 people come through the shelter system in 3 months. Again, this is Douglas Nichols, mayor of Yuma. He also explained that the local hospital in Yuma has cared for 1,300 migrant patients since January at a cost of over $800,000. And his final conclusion was, our community has experienced over $1.5 million worth of impact in the last 3 months. This crisis is definitely a national issue, but it's not being funded nationally. It's on the backs of our communities and on the backs of our nonprofits. So I kind of thought that was a helpful and clear-eyed view of what the heck's going on out there.
Wasn't that long ago that it wasn't real cool to be out on a date and tell somebody that you lived with your mom and dad. But that's seeming to be a little trendier these days.
Well, yes, indeed. And here's an analysis everyone should pay attention to, coming from the U.S. Census Bureau, and it was conducted by 247wallstreet.com, a very interesting news site. And they crunched a lot of data and numbers from the Census Bureau, and this is what they found. 35% of Americans aged 18 to 34 still live at home with their parents. That's the millennials. Again, 35% of them still live at home. They say the rate of younger adults living with their parents varies widely from state to state. In a few states, less than 20% of residents 18 to 34 live with their parents. In others, more than 40% remain at home. And if you're curious, who's got the most stay-at-home millennials? Well, here are the top 10. New Jersey is in first place with all the kids that are still living at home, followed by Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Maryland, Florida, California, New Mexico, Delaware, and Hawaii. And if you're wondering who is at the bottom, where the kids get out of Dodge as quick as they can, well, Arkansas is number 40 on the list, followed by Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Kansas, Montana, Wyoming, Iowa, Nebraska, South Dakota, and North Dakota. That is the state with the smallest percentage of the millennial stay-at-homes.
Well, it's early enough in the formulation of the Democratic platform that perhaps they can give away free apartments along with the free tuition and the eradication of student loans and free health care for everyone. Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway, Washington Times, thank you very, very much. You have a wonderful 4th of July holiday.
Thank you. My pleasure, Rick.
6:48, Saturday morning update. I was hoping they might start forgiving car loans. I think that would be just fabulous. Time for a check of the traffic and weather, and Michelle Murray's in the WMAL Traffic Center.
An accident on the northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway between 193 and NASA Goddard just cleared away, but you will still find some residual delays through the area. Elsewhere, the earlier roadwork on the outer loop between George Avenue and 355 cleared away. Looks like traffic running well through that area. We are seeing some slowdowns now on DC 295 approaching the 11th Street Bridge, especially on the southbound side headed towards the 11th Street Bridge and the Suitland Parkway through that long-term work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We have a chance of scattered strong storms this afternoon after a high of 96. Sunshine tomorrow, high to 91. Monday looks sunny with a high of 87. Cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday with a highs of 95. Right now in D.C. at 71. We're headed to 96, and it's 6:49 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I want you to meet Denise. Like many others, she suffers from sleep apnea.
I would wake up in the morning feeling very tired, like I hadn't slept at all. I would wake up every morning with a headache, and that feeling basically lasted all day.
It can really take a toll.
I was struggling at work. I'm too tired to do anything at home once I got home, and I didn't know where my life was going.
How were you feeling?
I was desperate at that point.
After trying many options, you discovered Inspire, a sleep apnea solution and alternative to CPAP. Now, how has life been since Inspire?
Things are great. I feel brighter all day.
What's the biggest change you've seen?
I can go to the movies. I can watch a movie on TV, and I see the beginning, middle, and end.
It seems like such a small thing, but sounds like it's made a big impact.
My life is great. Life is just great.
To learn how you can treat sleep apnea without a mask like Denise does and review important safety information, visit InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Patient testimonials are genuine and typical. However, results may vary.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
Nothing beats beers and burgers. And with so many to choose from, we've got the perfect cold one waiting for you.
Serving up salads at your cookout this weekend? Add a dry rosé to the table for a perfect pairing.
When I'm the barbecue grill master, I've got to have a cold lager in my hand. Hey, grab me another.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this summer at Total Wine & More. Cheers! Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
For grilled wings, bring on the barbecue sauce. Pair with Syrah to make your taste buds hot.
It's a great time of year for strawberries in a salad. Enjoy with a crisp cider for a perfect pairing.
Nothing beats recommending a great wine. And with our extensive selection, I can help find the perfect one for your budget.
Whether you're hosting or just bringing the wine, we'd love to share our always low prices and ridiculous selection this summer at Total Wine & More. Cheers!
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Cappell here, serial entrepreneur. I began paying employees in 1988. I would handwrite checks and say, here you go, don't cash it until Tuesday. But a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work. He said,
Dad works for the government, and state law requires that I receive a pay stub.
Crud! Now I'm supposed to be an expert on withholding payroll taxes and create pay stubs? That's why I created Patriot Software, to help employers with 1 to 100 employees do their payroll correctly with pay stubs. Go to PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com. Accounting and payroll. Keep your time and money.
We're here with Jenna, who's a professional matchmaker at It's Just Lunch. True or false, Jenna? It's Just Lunch started when an engagement ended.
True.
That's right. Once upon a time, a woman found herself suddenly single. She wanted to meet normal, well-educated people like her. So, true or false, she decided that going to bars and letting her friends set her up on blind dates was the best way to go.
Definitely false. She tried that, but then she realized that the fun and stress-free way to meet other professional singles was grabbing a drink after work or having lunch.
Right, and that's how It's Just Lunch was born 15 years ago.
Actually, it was 28 years ago.
Wait, how did you get the buzzer?
I'm a matchmaker. I can do anything.
Believe it, people! Matchmakers like Jenna are ready to help busy, relationship-ready folks like you go on high-quality dates.
And to celebrate 28 years of quality connections, we've got a special offer when you join in June.
Visit itsjustlunchdc.com today or call 202-466-6699 today.
So, for this Alitalia recipe, take a bowl and add a dash of Italian fashion, mixed in a large dollop of history, all at a perfect temperature. Then take a pinch of Italian fun, a little bit of sea, and a smidgen of mountain air. Then garnish with gondolas and the whole Colosseum, and it's done.
Now take an Alitalia direct flight from Delhi to Rome to enjoy the full flavor of Italy. And thanks to our convenient connections, a taste of Europe too. Italy and Europe from INR 35,460. Return all inclusive. Purchase by 26th May. Terms and conditions apply.
Fly.
Saturday morning update, 6:54. Well, if you didn't take if you didn't take 4 hours out of your life this week to watch the debates, we got a couple of notes on it here and a couple of highlights you may not have heard or thought of. Real quick, I think Joe Scarborough on MSNBC probably summarized it as succinctly as one could after the Democrats came out and talked about basically completely decriminalizing illegal immigration and providing health care for illegal immigrants. And here's how Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe, summed up the debates.
Last night was a disaster for the Democratic Party. It is a position of every Democrat on that stage that illegal immigrants, if they cross the border illegally, should get health care for life. It is then the position of every Democrat on that stage that if they cross the border illegally, it's not even illegal anymore. But that loses Wisconsin, that loses Pennsylvania, that loses Florida, that loses North Carolina, it may lose Virginia.
And, of course, the president himself didn't miss an opportunity to pounce on his rivals from the G20 summit in Japan.
And that was a little dose of Morning Joe there. Now, John Carl at ABC had this to say.
Virtually every Democrat on that stage took positions that were to the left of Barack Obama, you know, playing right in to, at least from the campaign's view, their plan to portray the Democrats as simply too far to the left, effectively a socialist party.
Now, here's a couple of quick notes. You may not have, had heard this perspective from the pundits. First off, this is Cory Booker. Now, remember, Cory Booker was the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, and he describes his neighborhood. But keep in mind, this was the mayor. Now he is the senator from New Jersey.
Well, first of all, I want to say my colleague and I both have been hearing this on the campaign trail. But what's even worse is I hear gunshots in my neighborhood. I think I'm the only one, I hope I'm the only one on this panel here that had seven people shot in their neighborhood just last week. Someone I knew, Shahad Smith, was killed with an assault rifle at the top of my block last year.
So how effective a mayor are you, or were you, and how effective a senator are you when you have that kind of crime outside your window and you didn't do anything about it? Maybe a task force, maybe really crack down. All right. Cory Booker had this to say about taking money from pharmaceutical companies. Listen carefully to Cory Booker.
Represent a state where 14 of the 28 largest pharmaceutical companies are based. Should pharmaceutical companies that manufacture these drugs be held criminally liable for what they do?
They should absolutely be held criminally liable because they are liable and responsible. This is one of the reasons why, well before I was running for president, I said I would not take contributions from pharma companies, not take contributions from corporate PACs or pharma executives, because they are part of this problem.
Long before I started running for president, I said I wouldn't take pharma money. Well, Senator Booker, I went to the Federal Election Commission website and looked up your contributions for your most recent Senate campaign in 2014. You took $5,000 from Pfizer. You took $1,000 from Allergan. You took $5,000 from Bristol-Myers Squibb, $2,500 from Bayer, $2,500 from Teva Pharmaceuticals U.S., $5,000 from Merck, only $1,000 from Celgene. Nova Nordics took $1,000 there. Eli Lilly, $2,500, and I don't have time to finish off the list. So the hypocrisy of Cory Booker to come out and say he's not taking pharma money, he's not taking it anymore. The question is he going to give any of that back? Wow. These guys are amazing. If you watched the debates, I'm not sure if you caught Eric Swalwell. This is cut number 8. Just think, if you said this to somebody at the office that you worked with, you would end up in the HR department immediately, and the person you said it to would probably be filing an EEOC suit. But this is how Eric Swalwell addressed Joe Biden.
I was 6 years old when a presidential candidate came to the California Democratic Convention and said, it's time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans. That candidate was then Senator Joe Biden.
Joe Biden was right when he said it was time to pass the torch to a new generation of Americans 32 years ago. He's still right today. If we're going to solve the issues of automation, pass the torch. If we're going to solve the issues of climate chaos, pass the torch.
That's a stronger case of age discrimination than they've got on Trump for obstruction. But anyway, that's some sampling of the Democratic debates. We had intended to play a lot more for you this morning, but obviously with the presidential news conference that we featured for the first half hour of the program, most of the clips from that, we haven't had a chance to really dive into the Democratic debates. But we will be talking with John Gizzi more about Joe Biden. Coming up at 7:20, we're talking with our own Bob Costantini. He is at the G20 summit, which has just wrapped up, and we will get his reflections on the different meetings the president had with world leaders. That's coming up. We'll also get perspectives from K.T. McFarland, who has been monitoring the situation, and Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. It's all on the way, but next it's the 7 o'clock news with Heather Curtis.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.